Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Audrey Raj.
With you for a few more minutes yet. If you want a feedback regarding Generation Z or Z, depending on where you're from, have we misunderstood them? Let us know. Get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter or on InstaStory at BFM Radio. Final story of the day, Arv. What have we got?
Yeah, so this is about AI and how AI could be the future of feedback at the workplace, especially when it comes to HR, because normally when we bring up like AI and like machine learning and robots and stuff, people are always like, the biggest worry is that you lose the human touch. Mm. Because when you leave everything to machines, then you lose the human element of anything. So even in when it comes to feedback and machines taking over the workplace, people are afraid that you won't have human communication anymore.
Right.
But there are studies that show that using AI in HR can actually bring a more human element to the process.
So we're replacing the HR managers with AI?
We're using AI to sort of help them with their process.
Because
they say that when you send feedback up to HR, normally what happens in bigger companies is that you have a lot of people sending in their feedback forms or using online forms and stuff, and normally it's done through surveys. And when they send out the survey, you send in the information and stuff, and there's a lot that comes in. So if it's a huge company, like let's say with about 2,500, 3,000 people, by the time you get to somebody's feedback that's important, it's about a year later. Or maybe 6 months minimum, because you can't. There's no way to organize all that manually without losing time. So by the time you get to that issue, it's probably fizzled out, or the person has left, or it's not. It's a non-issue at that point.
Right. Yeah.
So it's way too long.
Yeah. So because there's just no way for people to sort through that many messages, and then if they have to sort through the messages, then they have to. If they find something that's important, then they have to investigate. They have to find the scope of the person's work and what they do and what they're unhappy with, who they report to, managers, blah blah. Blah, blah, all that stuff. So the technique or the concept is flawed and faulty, but it's the best that we could do at the time. And at the time, meaning like 30, 40 years ago, the process hasn't changed. But if you bring AI into the process, now what can happen is that if you send in your feedback, it happens in real time. So even if 1,000 people send in their survey forms, in real time, AI or the machine is able to process all the forms. They're able to point each employee to the person that they report to, what they're doing, the project that they're working on at the moment, what they've done in the past, and then sort of map out why this person might be unhappy. So just say you send in something going, oh, my manager's being unfair, I think I need a bigger bonus, and I'm being suppressed at work. Instead of the HR person investigating one by one and probably coming to the next bonus cycle by the time they resolve the issue, AI is able to do it in real time, like maybe a couple of hours tops to come out with like a report. More often than not, it'll be faster than that. Maybe 5 to 10 minutes.
But what about the investigation and, like covering the scope of the person's work and their relationships?
So
what about that?
Since the machine has all the details, you don't have to do any investigation. So let's say the person's been there for 5 years. So every year the person gives in feedback, right? So 1 year they say this, and then just say slowly there's a pattern of them becoming less and less satisfied. So the AI, the machine, will be able to track that. And then they'll be able to map out what did this person do in 2015? What projects were they working on? Who were they reporting to? What changed in 2015? Then what happened in 2016? Did they continue doing the same thing? Were they promoted? What was their bonus? 2017 and then 18. And then it'll be able to give you like a full report of what might have changed in this person's life or their career for them to feel this way.
And I guess it's really unfair to expect a human to do that, to be able to
cover all of that.
For one person, that sounds complex enough. But imagine for doing it for a small company of, say, 60.
Question, though, in terms of logistics, how would it happen? I mean, in my mind, if you are submitting some kind of form to HR maybe there's a scale of 1 to 5 on how urgent this matter is, for example, do you fill in a little block and the AI can kind of read it? That kind of sounds a little bit analog nowadays, but yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, from what I understand from the way they have put it is that let's say there's a scale of 1 to 10. So every single form gets sorted into each scale. So you have scales of 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way to 10. So maybe HR, they can see, they can sort of focus on what they want to sort first. So let's say they want to go to the ones first, the most dissatisfied. So they can sort those papers first. And whatever team they have, let's say a team of 5 in the HR department, they can sort through those issues before before moving on to two and three. Yeah, and then maybe there's like an average of 4 to 7 are like satisfied enough. So their urgency is not as bad as the 1 to 3s.
Mm.
So it makes it way easier for HR to sort out. It makes it way easier for even the you know, the dissatisfied employees to send their information up to HR. Because nowadays what happens is when they send their complaints, no one actually attends to it straight away. Unless you go knock on their door. But even then, there's like a process to go through. You know, you have to send in some kind of form or some kind of process that you have to go through first before they come to your issue.
So this is not on an ad hoc basis, right? This is like for your yearly performance review, your mid-year check-in. Or is it for at any time
anytime
I want to send anytime a complaint? But you know how people are. Because, mm-hmm, you know, today you're disgruntled because something happened and then you know, dredge up memories of like how you've been suffering over the past few years. But then tomorrow it's a good day and you've had a good time at work and everything is all right. So what happens if you submit a complaint when you are just having a bad day?
So let's say you've been in a company for 4 years or even 2 years and this is the first time you're sending in a complaint. So the AI is probably going to flag it as less important because this is the first time that you're having a problem.
Mm.
And then depending on what you say, if you go like, oh, my boss yelled at me today and I'm not happy. So that falls under, you know, there's nothing much here. This person's probably in a bad mood.
It's kind of trivial.
Yeah, let's not flag it as something super important. But if it comes to something like harassment or, you know, you file something anonymously under like sexual harassment and stuff, then the AI will be able to go, look, this needs to be sorted out today, like right now.
Well, anything to help our HR and recruitment people manage the workplace better makes work, the work, the office, everything much better for all
better,
of us.
Yeah.
Makes it flow much smoother, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's time for us to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for all of your feedback, all of your texts, all of your tweets, all of your updates to our Insta story. So we've kind of arrived at this place where most people, and I think it's safe to assume that every generation has something bad to say about the previous generation. Would I be right about that, do you think?
Yes.
On the generation after.
No, actually, no. As a millennial, I don't have much bad to say
about it.
As a millennial, see, because I know.
Wait. You fell into my trap. You did exactly what I wanted you to do.
See, awesome.
See, brilliant.
I know the difficulty of putting up with people constantly going, millennials are to blame for everything, so I'm not going to do the same thing to the Gen Zers. You are
safe
and protected.
Stamping his feet as usual. Right, okay, ladies and gents, thanks very much for all of your messages, of course. It is time for us to wrap up, but if you did miss any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast. It is available at bfm.my/podcasts, or you can download our app available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. We'll quickly run through the stories that we covered just in case you did miss something. We did start off with that story about have we misunderstood Generation Z, Generation Z. That was taken from an article in The Guardian from the 3rd of August.
Yeah, then we spoke about the new Singaporean startup Ivory Lane that was supposedly selling ivory, but then it happened to be a PR stunt by WWF Singapore to bring away awareness to how ivory should be illegal completely.
Yeah, brilliant stunt. Completely duped me. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, that story about the similar to me bias, how gender affects workplace recognition. So you tend to hire people of the same gender or people who are just like you, and that is really not a good thing to do at the workplace.
There we go.
Then we finished with how AI will improve feedback at work, not stunt it.
That's all the time we have for today, ladies and gents. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Audrey Raj. This has been Enterprise Biz Bites, but don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Amid the policy debate on dealing with the staggering number of loan defaulters, you naughty people, is it time to rethink how higher education is financed? The Breakfast Grill spoke with the PTPTN COO, Mastura Mohammed Khalid, on the sustainability of public higher education financing. That's all coming up in just a few minutes here on BFM 89.9. Meanwhile, we've got some music coming up from Ocean Colour Scene with Up on the Downside, followed by a bit of Rooney with Paralyze. This has been Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9, the business station.